Hollywood's royalty behind glass and frame. It's our talk on KCRW. If you talk to folks around L.A., they usually lament there are no seasons in the Southland, right? Except the folks in Hollywood have Oscars season, and it is Oscars time in Los Angeles. One exhibit space in Hollywood has made a point to celebrate beauty and celebrity through the medium of photography. It's called the Fahey Klein Gallery, and with a review of the new show, we have Hunter Drojo-Yoskafilpa with this week's Art Talk. Hello, Hunter.
Hello, Steve.
And by the way, happy Oscar season.
That's right. We're going to be raising a statue to you and all of your performance here.
Oh, please. Oh, my goodness. We are talking about Oscars. We're talking about the people who truly deserve those statuettes. And tell us a little bit about Matthew Ralston, who became involved with photographing celebrities.
Well, he grew up in Los Angeles, so he knew about celebrity culture from being a native, an L.A. native. He went to Art Center, studied photography and design there out in Pasadena. But when he was coming of age in the 70s, you know, it really wasn't such a desirable thing necessarily. And he got discovered by Andy Warhol in New York City, and he began doing the cover of a new magazine produced by Warhol called Interview. That was became a very prestigious gig, and he did a lot of really important covers for them.
Getting discovered by Warhol is a bit of a career builder, correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah. He has photographed people such as Madonna, Prince, Michael Jackson, among many others. How did his photos shape their respective image?
Well, that's the important thing here, partly, is that, you know, in the early 80s, they were up and coming, and he was one of the first people to create a kind of very unusual images for Madonna, who was very conscious of the way those images might be used in the public eye. Prince, Michael Jackson, George Michael, all of these people, when they're up and coming, and they wound up being on the cover of Interview, and he became a desirable, glamour and celebrity photographer, almost as famous as the people he was taking pictures of.
Almost as famous as them. You know, there were other famous photographers, but not very many, though. I mean, I think of Annie Leibovitz, and that's about it.
Well, the really key here is there weren't very many on the West Coast. I mean, he became, along with a few other people, really the guy who captured an West Coast version of how these people should look and had a very different view of things than his East Coast counterparts.
How did he do that, Hunter, bring back the idea of glamour photography? Because that is something, when you talk about old Hollywood, right? There was the paparazzi back then, you know, but they were taking pictures with those big cameras and the bulbs they had to replace and things like that. And then it went out of fashion. How did he bring it back?
Well, and he was never it wasn't really paparazzi. In the 20s and 30s, these were carefully staged, lit, controlled, dramatic photographs. And the person who did was one of the most responsible was George Harrell, who really defined that 20s, 30s look for Paramount Studios of lustrous pale skin and dark shadows that brought out the cheekbones and the eyes, kind of a sultry, despairing look. But Harrell's look was out of fashion in the early 80s, late 70s. People were more interested in kind of a street photography or kind of a gritty, edgy kind of thing. And the fact that Ralston was able to look at that work and bring that kind of feeling back, but not really end up doing it in a slavish way. His works always refer to that quite specifically, but they also are clearly contemporary. For example, one of the most telling pictures in this show is of Madonna dressed as a man sitting before a mirror that is an exact recreation of a picture that Harrell did of Marlene Dietrich. So he's actually telling the viewer, I know about this picture, and you should know about this picture, but we're bringing this look back to a contemporary era, and we're asking you to think about the history of photography, the history of image making, as well as Madonna.
Or past meets present, or in this case, past meets prologue, right? Yeah. Well, you will see those items if you check out Ralston's show over at Fahey Klein in Hollywood. It continues through April 21st. And by the way, some of his more contemporary work is on view at Ralph Pucci International, also in Hollywood through this weekend. Hunter Drojo-Yoskafilpa. There's more information, by the way, on your blog, kcrw.com/arttalk. Hunter, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.